أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا، إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 5 of Surah Yusuf. In the previous ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala narrated the words of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam when he said to his father, "Certainly I have seen 11 stars, the sun and the moon, all of them make sajda to me." Father's response, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam's response, "Qala ya bunay," he said, "Oh my beloved son, la taqussus ru'yaka ala ikhwatik," do not relate your dream to any one of your brothers. "Fayakidu laka kayda," then they will devise a plan against you. Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam's words are words of advice to his son Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, that you've seen this dream, your brothers also will be able to know and realize that this dream is a dream of honor that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant an honor, obviously not on the outside world only, but also in the home. He had understood that 11 stars refer to the 11 brothers, the sun to the father, the moon to the mother, and these brothers were obviously at a point in time very early in the life of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, jealous, envious about the way in which Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam had treated Yusuf alayhi salam. Remember, Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam is a son, but also at the same time there were many signs in his life already from birth that showed that he would be chosen as a Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and that gave Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam a natural inclination towards Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. And that was obviously the cause of envy in the hearts of the brothers, and Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam had thought, he had foreseen that there will be some ill, some harm that will be caused to Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam if this dream is exposed to the brothers. So this was fatherly advice to the son. But when we move away from that and we come to the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when a person sees a dream, should he divulge or shouldn't he divulge? By and large, in Tirmidhi, we find the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam advising, not commanding, but advising, that when a person sees a dream, then if it is an ill dream, a bad dream, then that person should not divulge that dream to all and sundry. If he does, he would divulge it to a person that has knowledge of the interpretation of dreams. And in another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that the dream is such that Allah Ta'ala had created it such that when a person interprets the dream, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala probably and perhaps can cause events to take place like the interpretation. Somebody sees a dream, somebody hears about the dream and he interprets it in a negative way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can cause that negativity to take place. That is in the Qudrat and in the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But at the same time, we found that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself, before the battle of Badr, before the battle of Uhud, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had seen a dream that he saw Zulfiqar had broken, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam sees cows that are being slaughtered. Now he is the Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He knows and he has all knowledge with regards to the interpretation of dreams, and he had known from the interpretation of the dream that the breaking of the sword means that there is going to be some type of crisis, the enemies are going to overwhelm them, and the slaughtering of the cows referred to the shahadat of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now that was in one aspect not something that was a glad tidings. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself had divulged this information to Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. On the other hand, ulama have written that if somebody speaks to us and tells us about a bad dream that they had, then we should refrain from interpreting it in a negative manner if we do not have any knowledge with regards to it. Sometimes it may seem so apparent that it is a bad dream, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows the realities. So here Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam said to Yusuf alayhi salam by way of advice that do not divulge this dream to your brothers, فَيَكِيدُ لَكَ كَيْدَ. They will plot, they will scheme against you, they will devise plans against you. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Although brothers are supposed to live like brothers, brothers are supposed to live, support each other in every aspect, in every respect. There is supposed to be that bond of brotherhood in real brothers and even in the ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But of course shaitan comes in between on various occasions and creates ill feelings, bad sentiments, hatred between brothers, and hence Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam says, Inna shaitana lil insani aduwwum mubin. Certainly shaitan to mankind is a manifest enemy. Shaitan does not love the bond of brotherhood. Shaitan does not love the bond of love. That is the task of shaitan, to break down relationships. And the relationships, that the best of relationships are broken between broken by shaitan between brothers, between spouses. We find the hadith of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaks about the throne of shaitan that is on the sea, and when the little shayateen come back and they boast about the events, the ill, the harm that they cause to insan, shaitan is not impressed until and unless that shaitan comes and speaks about breaking the relationship between man and wife. So that is something that shaitan becomes joyous, shaitan congratulates, and that is the work of shaitan. So hence here Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam gives Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam this advice, and also he shows the reason why. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.